Well, welcome everyone to the virtual studios of Antion and Associates. I'm Tom Antion, and I'll be your host for the evening. We are broadcasting tonight, as always, from the Great Internet Marketing Retreat Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where people come in from all over the world to study internet marketing in a lap of luxury. Tonight, I'm going to be discussing the three major areas of concentration that have made me what most people would call, and I'm putting in quotes here, wildly successful. And when I say the term wildly successful, I'm talking about lifestyle and finances. And I know there's plenty of you out there that say, well, that's not all to being successful, and I totally agree with you. It's just that that's my area of emphasis, and I'll leave the other more spiritual things to people that are better at it than I am. My job is to help you create great lifestyles for yourself and have great finances to take some of the pressures off you and let you do a lot of good things in the world if you're well-financed. Now, am I claiming to have the kind of lifestyle Bill Gates has? Absolutely not. I'm not a billionaire, not even close. I did hit multimillionaire status. It kind of snuck up on me. I think it was about 7 years ago. So this came from doing the things that we're going to talk about tonight. Now, even though I don't claim to be like Bill Gates, what I am claiming is that I can, and I'll tell you some of the things I can do that I want for you. I can pretty much buy whatever I want. If I want an airplane, I could buy it. If I want a fancy car, I can buy it. If I want a new house, I can buy it. That's the kind of things that what we're going to talk about tonight will help you achieve. I can work out of my home, so I don't have to fight traffic or corporate BS all day long. I would definitely be thrown in jail, because as soon as some pencil pusher tried to tell me to do something and that person had never done a single thing in their life on their own without 10 committee meetings, I'd probably shoot him. So I don't think I belong in a corporate environment. Let's see. I have no consumer debt. That's a great position to be in. And the only corporate debt I have is there because a billionaire who's a mentor of mine told me, Tom, you've got to go and keep borrowing and turning over money so when your big projects come along, you can just snap your fingers for enormous loans. So I went and grabbed some business debt, paid it off, grabbed some more, paid it off, you know, and just did. I'm playing those kind of games when I really don't even need the money. I want you to get in that position where you borrow just because you're planning for the future, not because you really need it. Let's see, I live in an estate home with all the trappings. Got the tennis court, pool, theater, workout rooms. Got three libraries. And now there's an old joke that I think I said on the video of this is rich people have big libraries and poor people have big screen TVs. All right. Well, we have three libraries and two big screen TVs. So that's, again, I don't know what you call that, but it's the trappings of life that we can deal with. I give a lot of money to people and to animals. So that's the philanthropy part of this, which, you know, so many people come to me and they've got the biggest hearts, but they're broke all the time and they want to help people and they really virtually help nobody. Even though it's burning inside them to help people, they can't be effective unless they have money to do it. Just think if I, you know, I gave, I think, $50,000, which I raised in about 5 minutes, to feed 288 starving children for a year. The best thing in my own heart that I've ever done in my whole life. And I've helped a lot of people make a lot of money, and I made a lot of money, but that's the best thing I actually did in life. And I could have gone down there and volunteered 48 hours a day and never done that much good. So make some money, make a lot of money, and then give it away if you want to. That's the way to be helpful in the world. Unfortunately, that's the name of the game, money talks. So you go out and make it, and this is there's never a better time. I don't care what the economy says. I don't care what the mortgage and the real estate business is like. This is the best time in the world with the tools that we have right at our desktop to get rich. All right, now, and one of the bigger things that I want is that I don't deal with anybody I don't like. Now, if you had to put all of the other things together, this is probably the best thing. If I don't like you, or if I don't think you're a good person, you are history. I do not have to kiss your butt ever. And that is one of those fantastic feelings. And I only surround myself with people that I like and get along with. And that takes a lot of stress out of your life, makes you feel better. Everybody's happy. There's no arguing going on, those kinds of things. And I don't say life is perfect like that, but I'm just saying when you can eliminate people from your life that you don't have to be with just for finances, that is a beautiful thing. And that's what I want for you. And that's why I invented Fusion. Fusion is a combination of three major areas of my expertise, and I combined them into one super immersion weekend coming up October 17th to 19th in Los Angeles. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it later because I always promise to be doing, giving you good content. So make sure you get pencils out there. I'll be giving you examples of all kinds of stuff and websites to write down. So as always, you want to have sharp pencils when I'm around. But before that, I just want to tell you about several other preview calls coming up. August 7th, mark your calendar for these dates. August 7th, we have James Malinchak. He's the only person that's ever been on my teleclasses 5 times, and the next time will be 6, because he gives such great content, and he's the number one guy in the world on teaching you how to make money speaking in the college market, which is a great market because they'll take a lot of topics that you couldn't even possibly sell in the corporate market. So he'll be on with me on August 7th, along with Mike Stewart, the internet audio and video guy. You can see him, a nice video that he shot, a demo video for us on the Fusion site. Down about halfway, he shot one totally impromptu out in front of his grade school, and it sends a really nice message. But he'll teach you about video landing pages, video sales pages, and video blogging. And it's very important to him because he's dyslexic. He has trouble reading. So, and a lot of people have trouble reading online, and this is another way that you can sell your wares. So that's August 7th. August 21st is Jeff Herring. Jeff Herring is the internet article guy. And he used to be a family therapist, and last month he made $40,000 in the business that, kind of I helped him get started. He's one of my students, and he averages about $20,000 a month, and now he's paid off all his divorce debts and, taking care of his kids, and just a great guy. So you'll see him, you'll hear him August 21st talking about how short articles can make you a load of money and promote your business and brand. He'll be on with Brendan Burchard. Now, this is a young man who is the number one expert in the world to teach you how to get sponsorship. He has gotten sponsorships from all the major companies. You can see Coca-Cola and Disney and things like that. And this is amazing, his story and how this stuff is replicatable. Anybody can do this if you follow his method. He'll be on August 21st. September 4th, we'll have the Blog Squad. They're also former students of mine, and they're going to tell you all about branding yourself with blogging and all the benefits of blogging that you may have missed. And a lot of people, including myself, when blogs were first coming out, couldn't see the value and thought that it was going to be a big anchor around my neck. Well, when they get done with you, you'll see the value, and you'll want to really ramp up your blog stuff. Now, she'll be, those two, that's, by the way, the Blog Squad is Denise Wakeman and Patsy Krakoff. They'll be on with Dr. Jeff Hawkins. Now, if you ever want to think you want to get on television, you gotta hear this guy. he creates, and he's done two of these for me, half-hour television shows, and I'm really mad because now he's got it to where they're half the price of what I paid when I did them. And this really works. I have played these on television and on websites, and they have made me a fortune. And you just do not want to miss him. He's got insights that you can't find anywhere else on making your own television show. And it's not the crappy little shows that you see on, little cable TV stations. This is serious, great quality stuff. And then September 18th, we'll have Alex Mandosi, and he's the number one guy in the world on teleseminars. And if you, I do teleseminars for years, and a lot of you may be doing teleseminars, but if you want to know how to do teleseminars in a big way, trust me, this guy knows 100 times what you know about doing teleseminars. So make sure you don't miss that. Okay, let's get started. Now, the three major areas part of Fusion are internet marketing, professional level speaking, and success principles. I'm going to mix all three of them when I do the event each day of the three-day event. Now, can you be successful without internet marketing? Absolutely. Now, it will most likely take you much longer, and here's the thing. No matter what you do, the internet's going to play a major part in your success, whether you choose to participate or not. Because if you do something, somebody's going to talk about it on a blog, put it on a website, mention it, spread the word, either good or bad, I might add. So the internet's going to play a part. Now, if you want to get on the bandwagon, you've got to learn this stuff. I did it 14 years ago, but you need to do it right now or ramp up what you're doing tremendously. All right, now the next thing, can you be successful without professional level public speaking? Absolutely. However, it can really accelerate your success. Now, I have a student, a former student in Wisconsin. She may be on the line tonight. Her name is Joan Stewart, the publicity hound. She was averaging, I think, about $13,000 a month, staying home. She lives out in the boondocks somewhere. Sorry, Joan, but you do. And she just emailed me, I think, yesterday, where she did a seminar, a teleclass, pulled in $12,000 on one teleclass, and she's repeating it for another $12,000. There's $24,000 in just 2 hours that she's pulling this month. Not counting all her other regular stuff. So she's, really ramping it up, and she doesn't want to speak anymore. I met her through the Speakers Association, but she doesn't want to. So you can do this without speaking, but it will accelerate and give you some really big paydays, which you're going to see a little later. Now, this next one's interesting. Can you be successful without success principles? All right. Now, that's an interesting question, I think. Can you be successful without success principles? Absolutely. Just turn on any reality show and you'll see the biggest bunch of losers on earth that, number one, they can have a lifestyle, that's what we're talking about, and they can get large amounts of money just for being nutcases, okay? So if you want that for your success, I suggest you hang up now because that's not what Fusion is about. Fusion is about how anybody that decides and has the attitude that they're going to be successful in this world financially and lifestyle-wise, again, spiritually is not my bag. I don't talk about things I don't know about that well. The success principles that I'm going to talk about are timeless and ageless, and they're the things that I have used my whole life to help get me here. All right, so let's jump in on the first one, which is internet marketing. I'm going to give you some real good tips here. Now, there's really 10 million things you could be doing on the internet. And most of them aren't complex. And this is the big super secret key to the success here. And don't tell anybody. There's only 750 people on the line tonight, but I have to kill all of you if you tell anybody this. It's not the internet techniques that are important. It's your attitude, right? And again, I'm not any kind of preacher and Mr. Motivational Speaker. I'm just telling you that none of this stuff is that hard. It's just that most people visit their website once a month if they're lucky, and wonder why the internet fairy didn't twang them on the head and make them rich. Well, you're dreaming. That ain't going to happen ever, all right? You have to make this internet stuff part of your everyday business life if you want the kind of success that I'm talking about. And the first thing I do when people come, and there's loads of people on the line that have seen this already, is I get out the bank statements for like the last 4 years, month by month, and show them 70,000, 100,000, 220,000, 190,000, 215,000, just over and over and over every month. Well, that didn't come from visiting my website once a month, folks. So if you don't get the right attitude about this and get busy and work this every day into your regular business, God help you. You don't have much chance of success. Don't even bother. Now, here's just kind of an old example, but I suspect there might be, maybe there's one person on this line, I'm just guessing, that could rebuild an engine in a car. Maybe there's a small percentage that could make minor repairs on their car. But unless you grew up in New York City, probably everybody on this line can drive relatively competently. Well, that didn't happen overnight. First of all, you didn't have to know how to make the engine or run or rebuild it to learn how to drive. And I suspect unless you grew up on a farm and were driving tractors since you could toddle, you were a little shaky when you started driving. But now you probably don't even think about it. You jump in the car and you're doing your hair and makeup and shaving and on the cell phone and smacking the kids. I don't know what else. I don't have any kids, so I don't know what you're doing with the kids or feeding the kids without even thinking about the driving. Well, if you stick with the internet or when you start out, it's going to be shaky. Trust me, it's going to be shaky. You got to stick through the shakiness and learn how to drive the websites and learn how to drive traffic. That's an appropriate term. You got to learn how to create a database of people. You got to learn how to create products to sell them, both digital and physical. So it's basically boils down to attitude again. And some of these things, you can recruit young kids. Now, this is another big point that I tell people. You can recruit high school students. You can get college students. Everybody, every single person that works here, without fail, including the landscapers I recruited off of Craigslist, Craigslist.com. Every local area has one, free classified ads, and you can recruit people there. The high school kids, you got to recruit them out of school when you really need to go down in person and talk to the counselors and the computer clubs. But these kids really, really accelerate your success. See, you don't have to know everything that goes on. You just have to manage it, and the kids know. And a good example is right here in my pocket is my cell phone. And I'm known as the King of Ka-Ching. One of the students, in fact, it was Joan Stewart, gave me that nickname. And so we drew up a thing that looks like a king. And my cell phone, I wanted the sound of Ka-Ching, cash register sound, to play on my cell phone because I have it on my computer. If you have Outlook, you can make a WAVES file sound off when certain emails come in. So when a sale comes in, it goes Ka-Ching, Ka-Ching, Ka-Ching. So I wanted to have this on my cell phone. Well, I figured it would probably take me all day to figure out how to install a ringtone. I'm not that technical. And I'm complaining about this, and one of the young girls working here grabbed a phone, came back in 10 minutes, and it was done. I have no idea how she did it. I don't care. It was done, and now every time the phone rings, it goes ka-ching, and it's a conversation piece on the airplane before they close the door, and just a lot of fun things come from it. And it goes along with my brand. But I would have never figured that out or taken 8 hours to do it. The young kids can. I kind of tease, which isn't that much of a tease, that go down to your local preschool and wake a kid up from his nap to help you. Right? So that's about the way it is now. In fact, I got to tell you a cute little story. One of my students, he might be on the line tonight, had a computer problem. And he had an 11-year-old kid that lived next door who was a computer whiz. So he went next door and got the kid to come over and look at the computer, and the kid fixed it in like 2 seconds. All right, whatever it was, fixed it. And the kid's going home. And the guy says to the kid, hey, what was wrong and what do I do next time about it so I don't have to bother you? And the young kid said, well, it was an ID10T problem. And he started to leave. And she said, wait, what do you mean ID10T problem? And he said, just write it down on a piece of paper and you'll know. And the kid left. So all of you try it out there. Write out ID10T and see what it spells out. It says idiot. So this 11-year-old kid is basically cutely saying, well, you're an idiot. You don't know how to run your computer, which is true. And I have had the same experience with a 10th grader looking at me like I'm some kind of moron because he could do in 2 keystrokes what it took me 11 keystrokes to do. So you must learn how to operate your computer. Get a young person to hang out with you and watch you work, and I swear it'll save you carpal tunnel syndrome, because this kid in 10th grade, which was, must have been like 8-9 years ago now, must have saved me 100,000 or a couple 100,000 keystrokes because he taught me all these shortcuts. So that's one of your first things. Get a young person around to help you at the lowest fee, and you will see things happen so fast it'll make your head spin. Now, this does not mean that I am suggesting that you delegate everything. I am so sick of these pseudo-experts on stage at some of these events that make me want to take a shower after I hear their BS telling you to delegate everything. Because most people delegate themselves into the poorhouse. I mean, the argument is, well, I should only be doing what I'm really good at. Well, that's true if you got buku bucks and can hire everything out and don't have to worry that you're overpaying for most of it because they know you're an idiot and they know you're ignorant to what should be done and how long it takes. So they fudge on you or they just out and out cheat you. All right, if you want to go through with your head up your butt the rest of your life, be my guest. But that is not the way to get rich. All right, you need to understand what's going on. Now, see, and I don't want you to feel conflicted because of what I said about you don't have to know how to drive the car to drive the car. All right, but if you take your car to the mechanic, you better darn well trust them or read up on the internet about what the possible problems are. Even Sears, Big Shot Sears, has almost been closed 2 or 3 times for totally having a corporate atmosphere of ripping people off, especially women. They get you into the place and they charge you, out the wazoo. And, they've been threatened to have their whole operation shut down over it. So that's when you go through life and refuse to learn what you need to learn to at least supervise people. So don't delegate everything until you understand what needs to be done. And that comes from a trusted teacher. And I'm not pushing myself like that, but there's a heck of a lot of people on this line right now that would say I'm a trusted person because I will never tell you something just for my own gain. It has to help both of us or I'm not going to do it. See? So get a trusted advisor that knows what they're doing, and that's a hard thing to come by. But get them on your team, and then you learn what you have to learn to supervise them. All right. Now, I've been selling on the commercial internet since around 1994, and this was really great. When this came around, because I was selling my products, but I was thinking, well, how can I sell them? You know, I have trouble selling them across town, let alone around the world. So one of the big benefits is right now we sell stuff we're in 80 countries with our e-zine, but we sell stuff in about 40 countries, and countries that I would never be able to get a nickel out of if it wasn't for the internet. So it's really important that you get onto this. Now, I didn't sell much of anything until around 1996 when I got really good training. So get some good, solid training so that you don't waste money. And the good training saves you money because, right, you know, I'm going to talk to you about cheap websites here in a minute. If you just on the open market go to any professional web design firm, you're talking minimum of $1,500 to $2,500 just to squeak by with a basic nothing, and probably average about $5,000 or more. In fact, one of my students, I think she's on the line tonight, got taken for the ride of her life, $4,500 for something we were able to recreate for her in less than a day, because the people had a bunch of free scripts and acted like they were all customizing for her, and then just charged her fortune for something they got off a free webmaster site. See, so we don't let that happen to you. Now, let's see here. First thing I want to talk to you about with regard to the Internet is the number of revenue streams you can have. And, you know, you've all heard the term multiple streams of income, right? Well, this is really the way we live around here. And I'm the first one that is going to be wary of not having multiple streams of income because, you know, I'm the one that, let's see, in 1986, a lot of you don't know this about me, was living in a vacant house on a mattress with an injured leg, living off credit cards with a black and white TV and one table and one chair. Vacant house. That was me, totally broke because all of my money was tied up in the nightclub business, and when the drinking age went from 18 to 21, I got wiped out. So this is no fun. But if you have multiple ways that money is coming in, if one of them goes south on you or some catastrophic failure happens in one stream, you can still have security for you and your family. So that's what this is all about. We have 9 different revenue streams here. At the event, I'll be going into them in more in depth, but I'll just read them off for you right now. We have direct sales through our websites to people. We have joint venture and affiliate programs. This is where I recommend a product to somebody else, but the product doesn't belong to me. And if somebody else buys it, I get a commission. So that's a very big stream of income for us, and I don't have to service that customer. So it allows me to sell all kinds of those things without getting overwhelmed or having to have too big of a staff. Residual affiliate programs. This is the reason that I can say I couldn't stop the money coming into my checking account if I tried. Now, how would you like to be in that position? You couldn't stop the money coming to your checking account if you tried. And this is not hocus pocus. This is called residual affiliate programs where, let's say you have a CD of the month club and I recommend it to somebody. And every month they give you $30 for their CD, I get $10. And so if they stay in there 5 years, every month you send me $10 for that one person. So I only recommended them once, but I get paid forever or as long as they stay in the program. So this is why I think some of you saw an email I sent recently that said if I felt like quitting today, I'd have about $400,000 a year coming in if I fired everybody and just lived on that affiliate, residual affiliate income. And some of it grows on its own. Some of it will fizzle on it after a while. But $400,000 a year is a pretty good cushion to take care of your obligations, I can tell you that. Okay, next thing is eBay and eBay affiliate programs. You're really crazy if you're not on eBay. And it's not some just big flea market. We use it as lead generation. So we get 100 to 150 new customers a month off of eBay who eventually hear about my other full-price stuff and buy it. And I've had at least 6 new full-blown mentor students. That was about 30,000 on the front end. And if they make it to the back end, that's another 300,000 I get out of them. So they first heard of me on eBay. So eBay is a great way to start money coming in quickly and developing a database of a list. And also it's a great way to research new products that you might want to sell because if there's a demand for it, you'll be able to tell by using the research tools on eBay. So important revenue stream. Now, advertising revenue like Google AdSense and other ads, that's like 6 and 7 here on my list, is that if you can build up a lot of traffic, you can get enormous advertising revenue. And there's an example of this where there's a young girl, I think she was 17, she started a website called, I can't remember it all. Now, I wasn't going to tell you this example, but anyway, the bottom line is, as big companies were chasing her around because she had more traffic and she was giving away, I remember she was giving away MySpace templates, you know, to fancy up your MySpace site. She had more traffic than Teen Vogue, Cosmopolitan, Oprah, and something else all put together. She had more traffic. So she was making a fortune on advertising revenue. These big companies wanted their ads on her site because she had so much traffic, and they actually offered to buy her site for $2 million, and they said, we'll also give you any car you want up to $100,000. And you know what she said? She said, well, I don't even have a driver's license. So she didn't. She bought her mother a house. So that's another revenue stream, is ad revenue if you happen to build a load of traffic up. Now, this one, telephone seminars, is one of our big streams of income. And you might say, well, Tom, that's not technically internet, right? Okay, I'll go along with that. But guess what? Every one of you that's on this line tonight signed up on the internet, unless somebody else, you know, gave it to you and gave you the phone number or something. So, you know, there's 750 people here that I didn't lift a finger to administer to. Everything was automated, see? So you can't do that without these internet tools. So I include telephone seminars, and you can throw in webinars, although I don't really do any webinars. But, you know, some of my clients do, and they can be very profitable. And then the last one is mentor coaching and retreats, and I'm going to actually go into that a little deeper later. So there's 9 different revenue streams. There's something there for everybody, and if you put several of them together, you can have a lot of security and a lot of internet income coming in. Now, I'm also going to be telling you about how to create quality products out of nothing. Now, here's your big tip here, is that, and people don't get this, especially people that have brick-and-mortar stores or they have some type of physical gadget of a product. What they don't understand and don't get is that if they would do an information product, even give it away, about to stimulate demand for their physical product, for their speeches, for their services, whatever they do, they could really make a fortune. Now, here's an example. Now, I'm a tennis nut. A lot of people know that. On my birthday last Saturday, I did my first match, and I won 2 matches, lost 2, got my clock cleaned by a 15-year-old girl on one of the matches. So, I'm a tennis nut, though. So, I read and let me show you how easy this was for somebody to make money. Somebody put an article up on the internet about how to improve your serve speed, because this 15-year-old girl was really fast, and the other guys that I was serving to, I was able to run them off the side of the court or blow it by them, but she was really fast. So she just backed up a few steps, and she was able to handle my pretty fast serve. So I said, okay, that's one of the things I have to improve is my serve speed. So I typed that into the internet. How to improve serve speed. An article comes up on some obscure site from Hawaii. I don't even know why it was on there. It was like a Hawaii recreation site. Somebody had put an article on there. I'm reading it, and it mentioned a tennis or a product that I had never heard of before called a swing chain. And there's another one called a jump chain. And they're talking about how Elena Dementieva, this really good tennis player whose serve sucks, should be using these tools to improve her speed. So I immediately looked it up. What's a swing chain? And and here's the irony of this. This piece of chain costs $97, and I'm going to buy it. I could go down to Home Depot and buy the same chain for $10, all right? But they put a handle on it, and they have a book that goes with it to teach you the exercises to improve your serve speed. So all of a sudden, a crappy piece of chain went to $97 that I'm going to pay for. Plus, the shipping is enormous because it's so darn heavy. That's what I'm talking about. So let's look at how it went there. A guy develops a product, writes a little article telling you how it helps your serve speed and includes examples and stuff like that. I think he put a video up there, too, of showing how to use it. And I search for the place where you can buy it. I buy it, pay 10 times what it's worth. All right, see what I'm talking about? Because he wrote a simple information product about it. Jeff Herring will be going into that in great depth on how you can use articles to help you. But there's a real life example of somebody gets $100 out of me for something that's only, and I'm sure their cost is only probably about $5. So pretty good markup. So that's what we're talking about, is you need to have information products. Now, another good example of this is the reason I have that $400,000 a year coming in, $350,000 of it is from writing an ebook that promotes an affiliate product that I just give away the ebook and get other people to give it away. And if somebody sees it and reads it, they decide that's a great affiliate product, and then they come and buy it, I get paid forever because they never get rid of it. I'm talking about my Kickstart cart shopping cart system. So this really works. And you don't even have to have a website to do that idea, folks. You could join an affiliate program. It's free to join. They'll give you a link. You write a simple ebook, make a PDF file of it, put your affiliate link in it, and give it away on the internet. And you could have money coming in. So don't tell me you can't afford to do this. This doesn't even require a website, all right? So that's a great idea for you. Okay, another thing I'm going to be covering is inexpensive websites that represent you well. I'm still in the internet marketing section of what I'll be teaching you at the event, and I'll be giving you tips about now. First of all, the way I use a web designer is I have them create the basic shell or the basic home page along with the graphics and the navigation buttons. That's the only thing I pay a web designer to do. And if you go on Craigslist, you can have that anywhere from $20 to $50 for pretty darn nice websites. $20 to $50 for that service. If you're a little bit tech savvy, you can buy a template for $20, $25 and install it yourself on a hosting service. So that's one of the ways out of the many, many ways that we get inexpensive websites that still look professional. And then all you have to do, and this is another case of where people say, you shouldn't be wasting your time trying to make web pages. Well, screw them. I made millions of dollars and saved hundreds of thousands. Well, I probably saved over $1 million in web design fees because, and I always tell people, I probably made 10,000 web pages while I'm watching Law and Order reruns. Because, believe it or not, and I have hundreds of people that would attest to this, and probably 100 of them are on this line tonight, if you get a little bit of tutoring, I'm talking a couple hours if you're savvy with a computer, maybe 8 or 10 hours over a week or so, if you're real scared of the computer, you can be adding pages to your website, adding links, adding pictures, graphics, keeping it all looking nice, because all you're doing is copying over that original shell and then adding pages and changing the content on the page. And anybody can do this in short order with a little bit of tutoring. And this is where I say I've, the thousands and thousands of web pages I have out there, I saved $1 million in web design, but I always say I saved another million in bail money, I would have killed 10 web designers along the way for making me wait and not meeting deadlines and being too stupid to do what I told them. So this is one of the key pieces to this. And if you think you can do this without getting your fingers dirty because you're some big hotshot, there's very few people on this line bigger hotshot than I am. That's not being arrogant. I'm just talking about what I've achieved in my life. And I do it. I still have the skill to be able to make that page, because if it's weekends, evenings, or I'm in a hurry because a radio station called at the last minute to ask me to do an interview, I can put up a custom web page for them and bring in thousands of bucks before you can even blink and get in a hold of your dumb web designer who's going to take the weekends off and never be there for you. So this is an important skill to get. Okay, but anyway, I'm going to be telling you lots of ways to get inexpensive or cheap websites that make money. See, that's what I'm all about with the websites. I only want it to look good enough to represent you well professionally. And if it doesn't matter, it doesn't even have to look that good. For instance, my instanteulogy.com site is about as plain can be. And that site has brought in $43,000 a year consistently since the year 2002 when it was put up. And it costs less than $15 to create, say. So, we're interested in the money. And now if you're only interested in ego or you sell art or something, maybe you have to have a fancier website. I invite you to check out kyuban.com. That's my girlfriend and her lovely jewelry site that we're almost finished with. Love you to visit it, and it won't take the money yet, so don't try to buy anything, but I'll sell it to you if you email me. I'll sell it to you, trust me. But hers has to look a little nicer. But most of the time, for your basic information, and just make it just good enough to represent you well professionally, and I'll show you how to do that at the event for pennies. And I'll show you how to make an enormous web presence for pennies. That's the way you can work this internet. Okay, now, another thing, it's most likely that my top assistant for social networking stuff, Colin, is going to be there with me. He'll be with throughout the weekend where you can grab him and ask him stuff, but he'll probably do a short presentation on the social networking sites. Now, guess what, folks? With 500 million people using these and they're free, this is not playtime anymore. And what I'm including is places like MySpace, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Squidoo, and a bunch of other ones, Stumbled Upon. He's going to give you a quick rundown on how to use those, and it's nothing but what I call smart elbow grease. So some of them aren't worth your time of day, but some of them can create massive numbers of inbound links to your website, which is critical for your search engine positioning. Some of them are really good networking. The Blog Squad is going to, of course, talk about blogging, but I actually include them in social networking because if you want to, you can open up for comments and cross-linking. And so all of that is free, and you must take advantage of it because it's very powerful and it's well thought of with the search engines. And included in that, and some of you may have heard my whole teleclass on this, on how to get high rankings in Google using short videos. Some of my keywords, folks, that are important to me, I have 25 of the top listings on Google for some of my public speaking keywords. So this is really works, and I'm going to go over this much more in depth and show you examples at the Fusion event. So you don't want to miss that. Other things that I'm going to talk about are selling techniques on the web. How to sell, how to upsell, how to cross-sell, affiliate selling, the ins and outs. A lot of people think the affiliate stuff is easy, which I did tell you away a few minutes ago on how to do it easily. But a lot of people join 100 affiliate programs, lump them all on one page, and then wonder why there's no income from it. Well, that's not the way you do it. You have to endorse a specific program, put it on a page by itself so people don't get confused. So I'll show you examples of that when we're at the event. But just if you're not coming to the event, don't lump a bunch of affiliate programs in one place. You'll never sell anything. People will get confused, and a confused mind votes no. Now, before I get into part two about professional speaking, I do want to tell you about the event and how I got the idea for it. I was doing a radio interview with Roxanne Wilson live. We were both in the studio. Roxanne is a beautiful young lady. She is the first black woman to reach the finals of The Apprentice. So we're at the studio together, and we decide to go to lunch afterwards. And so I'm talking to her, and she takes me to this place. I think the name of it was Hawaiian Fusion, or maybe on their menu they said that the type of food they have is fusion. And so I asked the waiter, what does that mean? And he said, well, we have a blending of several different types of food and this and that. So I put that in the back of my mind. I thought, you know, that's an interesting concept. I might use that someday. And here it is, because I thought, you know, when I sat back to see all the things that I've done to get where I'm at, it boiled down to these three major skills. And since I'm ingrained in that, I have the largest email list in the world in the speaking industry, and a lot of them are interested in marketing. That's where this idea came from, this concept called fusion. Now, I'm going to be telling you at the event a little bit each day on each section. So in the morning, I'll do internet marketing and professional speaking. In the afternoon, I'll do some success principles. And then in between, we have all these great top-notch speakers. And trust me, they are going to have home study courses for sale. They are going to have mentor things, other seminars you can buy. But here's my pledge to you. I know every one of these people personally. I have seen them perform and have a history with every one of them. They are not going to pressure you and make you feel uncomfortable like you're some kind of loser because you didn't buy their expensive thing. All right? They're all going to give you top-notch information during each speech. If you choose and you think something's right for you, good. Jump on it. Talk to them afterwards. Go for it. But I pledge to you that nobody's going to be twisting your arm, and you're going to get the full value just from showing up. Now, I do want to tell you a little bit about the seminar. First of all, if you're a whiner, don't come to my seminar. I'm not built for whiners. I've gone through ups and downs in my life, and I do not whine about anything, and I don't have any respect for people that do. So I don't want your money if you're a whiner. Don't come. Because the rest of the people there are not going to be whiners. They're going to be upbeat, positive people that want to make a difference in the world, that want financial security and all that. And I don't want them being drugged down by you as a whiner. So that's my soapbox there. And I really don't care if the air conditioning quits and it's 100 degrees, because that actually happened to me in Phoenix, where the air conditioning quit during butt camp, and it was 100 plus degrees in the room for 8 hours. It quit at 8 o'clock in the morning, so the whole day was 100 degrees. I never saw such a great group of people at butt camp on that hot day in Phoenix, because they were not whiners. Now, here's the deal. Right now, you're in a position for an early bird discount. Keep in mind, I'm going to tell you about this, and then we're going to get into pro speaking and the success principles. So, the early bird discount's available till August 21st. Now, the other thing about this is a lot of seminars are doing this, and I'm going to do the same thing. You can bring a friend. So you can either pay for the whole thing and just bring somebody, or you can split it with them. So you really, it's kind of like a 2-for-1 happy hour discount. So you can bring a friend with you. Now, the next thing is I'm pretty well known for my butt camp antics in that, by the way, butt camp, for those of you that don't know, is my internet seminar. It's a one-day event, and it's, you know, most people would call them boot camps, but I'm a guy that came from a humor background, and there's no way I'm going to say the same as everybody else. So I figured I'm sitting on my rear end making all this money. I'll call it butt camp, and it's caught on, and I've done them all around the world. So at butt camps, you are allowed to bring a teenager. A paid registrant can bring a teenager for free. This is my way of getting the youth involved, and this is also my way of getting you some interpreters so that they're on the same page. When you ask them to do something for you, they know what you're talking about because they've already been through the seminar. So you can bring a teen with you at no charge if you're a paid registrant. Okay, you'll also get a complete binder with all the handout material and all the nice place where you can put all your stuff together. Now, some bonuses that are going to come along with the event is the brand new How to Operate a Retreat Center DVD. Now, this is a DVD that we just finished, 2 hours long, all the details that I use to run this great internet marketing retreat center. It goes from everything of where to buy towels, taking care of pools, put amenities in, how to run the thing, glassware, eating out, every little detail we put it in and put it on video. And the big benefit of this is if you do this, you can buy a massive house and get somebody else to pay for it. All right, so that's what's actually happening here in the retreat center. The mentees are paying for my house, and none of them I don't think that are on this line or that have been to the program would cry about it because I'm helping them like crazy to get their towards their goals. So it's a good trade-off. But if you fancy the idea of getting a nice big estate home and having somebody pay for it, this DVD is included. When it's released, it'll sell for $197, and it's part of the deal if you register for the event. You'll also get the actual soft cover Wake 'Em Up book, 300-page soft cover. This is a classic book on presentation skills. It comes with the deal. You'll also get the electronic book, Click, the Ultimate Guide to Electronic Marketing for Speakers, the number one undisputed champion of the speaking industry on using the Internet. That's 815-page ebook. You'll also get a co-authored book with Joan Stewart, How to Be a Kick-Butt Publicity Hound. This is another $97 book that tells you all the techniques I've used to be on every major radio and TV network in the world. So that'll be included. Then also, How to Sell a Ton at the Back of the Room is included as a bonus. This is a 2-CD set that tells you every little detail of why pretty much I'm the biggest seller everywhere I go, and not one person on this line or that's ever seen me speak would say I was a high pressure. In fact, I'm low pressure, if anything. The slick way that I do it, I'm going to demonstrate and teach you that at the event and give you the CDs to take home with you. Now, we do have some VIP upgrades where we have a Friday night networking reception and a photo session. We have a Saturday night VIP dinner. We've got reserved seating for you the entire 3 days because a lot of people, you know, we'll probably keep the doors closed and you won't have to sprint to the front row because it'll be reserved for you if you get the VIP package. And you'll also get the complete audio recordings of the event. And they're going to sell for $497 at the event. And all of that VIP upgrade is only $195 per person. So it's a great deal. When you sign up, go ahead and add the VIP package to it. You also have a discounted hotel rate. We got a good deal for the hotel. It's the Westin Hotel, and just a few minutes from LAX. They have a free shuttle, so you won't have to rent a car or anything. Let's see. So if you sign up from tonight's call by midnight tonight, wait till you hear this. I'm going to give you 3 hours, and I'm $1,000 an hour with a 3-hour minimum. 3 hours of consultation. We usually break them down into 30-minute sessions, so that would be 6 consultations if you sign up from tonight's call. And next, the call next time, it'll go down to 2 hours. The call after that, 1 hour, and then it'll be eliminated after that. So if you sign up tonight, you get 3 hours. And if you're a Butt Camp graduate or a mentee that's out of the program, you get $500 off the lowest advertised price. So if you're that, go to the special section and sign up there if you're a Butt Camp graduate. All right, so what is the deal? Well, if you pay all at once, I'm going to throw in an extra 30-minute consultation. The price is $14.97. This is the early bird special, and that's good until August 21st. It's going to go up till to $19.97, and then at the door is $24.97. Now, if you'd like to make payments, I got a 4-payment plan of $374.25, and the last payment isn't even due until after the seminar is done. And we got a cancellation policy. We've got a refund policy. If you come the whole first day and you say, this is BS, I want my money back, you'll get all your money back. So you can't beat that. Now, here's your super-duper extra unannounced special. The first person, well, let me tell you what the deal is. Some mentee of mine, a very lovely lady, bought a VIP package and told me to give it to somebody. So what I'm going to do is the first person that signs up tonight is going to get the free 195 VIP package, which this lady actually paid for and is donating to you. So the first person that signs up gets that, just go to the bottom of the page and you can go through the checkout procedure there. All right. And again, my pledge, you'll get super high quality information. And yes, there's other stuff available, but you'll never be pressured. Okay. Now let's get into professional speaking, part two. Let's see what I want to tell you here. I have made quite a bit of money in professional speaking. And I know a lot of techniques. In fact, my Wake 'Em Up video professional speaking system, which is the best-selling ever on the internet, probably ever anywhere, speaking system, has over 1,000 identifiable speaking tips that you need to know about as a professional speaker. So I know a lot of the tricks. I mean, I know just about all of the tricks. And that's pretty much, if you've seen me speak, why I get up there, and I'm not the most polished guy in the world. I can, you know, I hardly ever get dressed up, and in fact, I could barely fit in my clothes if it wasn't for George Foreman and his, you know, stretched waistbands and stuff. So I'm just not Mr. Polish, Mr. Super Polish. But I was on an event one time where the guy speaking before me was super smooth. I mean, I'm hard to impress, trust me. But this guy was slick. He had the audience laughing, crying. He was good looking. He was young. He was dynamic. He got a standing ovation, and I'm up after him. All right, I rarely worry about following anybody. In fact, they're scared to death to follow me. So I get up there and do my thing, and this must have been 7, 8, 9 years ago. I sold 32,000 at the back of the room. And all the speakers had dinner afterwards, and he's complaining. He said, you know, I didn't sell a thing. What a lousy crowd this was. Jeez, I didn't sell anything. You know why? He didn't know how to sell. He was a dynamic, great speaker, but he did not know how to sell from the platform. He got this beautiful standing ovation. I didn't go for the standing ovation. I went for the money. And that's the kind of things, those kind of things I'm going to teach you, because, yeah, you can get your ego swatted around great, but you can also get the money, all right? But forget the standing ovations. My method is going to tell you how to do it, come home with the money. Now, I'm also going to talk to you a lot about products, because when I first started speaking in 1991, and I had already been doing entertaining, but didn't know anything about speaking, I took a consultation with Dottie Walters. She's kind of she's deceased now. I was one of the ones asked to speak at her memorial service in California. But she started me off in 1991, and she said, Tom, you've got to become a product machine. You got to become a product machine. And I didn't really get it right away, but I got it pretty soon, and that's why I have 150 products now or more. I lost track a long time ago of how many I have. But one in particular I'm going to teach you is about getting your book published for free. Now, a lot of people say, well, sure, yeah, you get a publisher to publish it. They actually pay you money. Well, I don't like that method. I'm going to give you some figures here. I think I read this in Publishers Weekly or maybe on Dan Pointer, the self-publishing guy site, that the average amount of money that a person makes when they go through a major publisher is $5,000 advance, and that's the most they make for the life of the book. Most of the time, you never even get your advance paid back and make royalties. That is not a way to make money or get wealthy, folks. So, here's an example. If you self-publish and you had $2 in your book and it sells for $24.95, you make $22.95 a book for every single book that's sold at retail. See? Now, if you went to a regular publisher, and I know this firsthand because I did it just to go through the process, although I got a way bigger advance because I kept holding out because I knew that's all the money I'm ever going to see, so I better get it up front. So I have to actually buy my books through Amazon to get them cheaper than I can buy them from my own publisher. That's how pitiful the deal is. But anyway, let's say you have to pay $12.50 for your book to get one instead of $2 if you want to buy them. Well, then you only make $12.50 for every one you sell at retail. But if they sell it at retail, you might make anywhere from 50 to 75 cents a book, depending on how well you do, and you won't see it forever because it probably didn't pay back your advance yet by the time they take out all the expenses. And they had the nerve to charge me to index my book, right? So it's not a pretty thing to go through a big publisher. Yeah, you can pat yourself on the back if you land a contract, but most of the time it's a terrible, rotten, pitiful financial deal. Now, let's go back to self-publishing. Now, if, let's say a catalog company came to you and said, we'd love to buy your book. We'll buy them a case at a time, like 100 at a time. Well, in the regular publisher example, now keep in mind, catalog companies require sometimes a 65 or 70% discount. So if you sold to a catalog company, you'd get $8.73 a book, which means if you went through regular publishing, you'd lose approximately $3.77 per book. And on one case of books, it would cost you $377 plus shipping to send it to them. I mean, you know, we're going backwards here, folks. Now, if you did it the other way and you self-published and you had $2 in the book, you would clear $6.73 a book or $673 for every case of books you sold to the catalog company or to the online store or whoever you're selling them through, say. And, of course, selling yourself, you make the full price of $22.95 profit, say. So it's a much better deal. So I'm going to go into the details, but I'll give you the method right now is you pre-sell your books, so you get money before you even print them, and you sell ads in the blank space at the back. And I'll explain to you how the blank space exists in the back. So you can literally get somebody else to pay for your entire self-published book in advance, which means you get it for free. So don't tell me you can't self-publish. You just got to do it smarter, and I'm going to give you all the exact details of that deal, how to make it happen when we go to the event. All right, now, I'm also going to show you how you can use self-published products to land more speaking engagements and make way more money on each speaking engagement. And here's, I'll tell you now, here's how you do it. I'm just going to go into greater detail. You know, I'm not one of these guys that's going to tease you and say, well, if you sign up for my event, I'll tell you what to do. I only got so much time tonight, and I'm going to tell you everything I can tell you in the time we have. So in this case, what you do is you weave your product into the deal when you make the speaking engagement so that it looks like you're a much better value to the meeting planner than your speaker competition. So a lot of times I would give them 100 copies of my book, and to them that looked like, even at wholesale, a $1,250 bonus. At retail it was a $2,500 or $2,495 bonus. And what's funny is, folks, is I raised my speaking fee $1,000, and it only cost me $200 for the books that I gave them. I gave them 100 copies. So I cleared an extra $800, but they thought they were getting a $2,500 bonus, and so I beat out the other speakers that weren't giving them anything extra. See, so beautiful technique. I'll give you the details of that when we get there. And it's just an important thing to have products, because the products make you the expert. They make you look like, we should have that person speak because they're the one that wrote the book on it. And also, the other beautiful thing is that if you are the author and if you sell these books, you can make an enormous cash flow from people that could never in a million years hire you to speak. And that's the way I grew my career, is I sold so many products, had loads of cash flow, so I would say no to every crappy Holiday Inn basement job, and I was only seen at the best speaking engagements, which helps your celebrity status rise. And those ones I was either able to sell, or I have a real slick way I'm going to tell you in a minute about selling when you're not allowed to sell. And that's how the thing grew, because I could say no to most everything except the best ones. And then when you're only seen at the best, that takes on, then you start being asked by the other ones that are the best, see? So beautiful technique by including products in your deal. Now, let's see. Next thing I want to tell you about. Oh, okay. Here's a thing that I'm really slick at. And this is, you need to be able to learn how to sell your products at a speaking engagement when you're not allowed to sell your products and not get in trouble or get anybody else in trouble. So I'll give you one of these tips, and there's just loads of them. But one of the things I do is I use my product during the speech, and there's several ways to do this. But I use my product during the speech, and then people see the value of it, and they start begging to buy it. And they start, and when they come up to me, I say, well, I'm sorry, the meeting planner said I'm not allowed to sell, so I don't have a price, nothing. I don't have any order forms, nothing, because she or he said that I can't sell. So they start going to the meeting planner themselves and saying, hey, that book of his was great. That thing of his was great. That audio was great. We want to get one of those. And he said he's not allowed to sell. So I'm not in trouble now. The meeting planner's coming to me and say, hey, will you take care of these people? Because they really want that. And I know you're okay. You didn't push it on them. I watched your whole speech. And so I'm okay. And I can sell to them, either follow up afterwards, or I have ways to get them to come to the website and all those kinds of things. So I have never once embarrassed a meeting planner, gotten in trouble at a corporation, or embarrassed myself by using all these techniques to sell when you're not allowed to sell. And they are very slick and can mean enormous amounts of extra money for you. So you want to make sure you come and learn those. All right, now, next thing is, I'm going to tell you the details of running a super lucrative mentor program. See, when I stand inside in front of a decent-sized crowd nowadays, I'm looking at a potential million-dollar day. And I know that sounds like BS. I mean, I even think it sounds like BS. But let me explain to you what exactly is going on, and you tell me if you think it's BS. I'm going to take a quick drink here. Okay, let's say there's 500 people in the audience, a mid-sized audience. I have a proven track record that out of 50 or 500 people in the audience, I can sell 40 of my mentor programs. And this is, again, what I want you to have, a mentor coaching program. Everybody that I've started doing this is making a lot of money. So listen up closely to this. 40 mentor programs, I discount them by $1,000. Right presently, they're $6,000 to get in, but I discount them at an event to $5,000. So right there is $200,000. When you watch those videos, you'll see several examples that I included there of plus some $245,000, $220,000 days. All right, now, well, where's the rest of the money come from? Well, the way I've structured the mentor program is that people pay me an additional $50,000 in the future out of their profits. So this is just beautiful because a lot of people at my level sell you in on their name and then disappear off the face of the earth. See? Well, when people hear this deal, they say, well, he's not going to disappear because he wants his $50,000. And I don't disappear. Everybody will tell you, I'm right here helping them every day of the week or by phone or email or whatever. See? So let's look at that. So if I sell 40 mentor programs and if only 12 of them, let's say only 12 of them actually pay me off, because a lot of people won't do the work, they fizzle, who knows what happens to them. But let's say 12 of them pay me off. That's another $600,000. So what am I up to now? $800,000. Well, where's the other $200,000 come from? Well, the rest of the people might make partial payments that all add up and affiliate commissions from all the stuff I recommend to these people that I know that they need. So if I can be in front of 500 people that are not drunk and that, you know, I usually like them pre-qualified where they paid some money to come there. I don't like the freebie crowd so much. But, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't turn the phone off there. Somebody will pick it up. I'm looking at a potential million-dollar day. All right, now this is serious money. And I don't get it all at once. You know, it comes in over the following year or even more than a year sometimes. But even in a small crowd, if I sell four or five, you know, so I'm still looking at $250,000 day, not too shabby, would you say? See, so I'm going to go into a lot of the details of how to run one of these things so you can still have a life, but people will be happy to give you this money. So Make sure you come just for that. And then the DVD you'll get will show you the details of how we work the retreat center into it. You don't have to do the home thing to run a retreat, because plenty of hotels are dying for business and they'd be happy to take care of your retreat. But I like to make a very, very unique setting that makes it easier to sell the mentor program. So coming here and living in a house with me for a weekend is pretty unique. But you don't have to do that to be successful at this, and I'll be covering all those kinds of details. All right, great. Now, I'm going to throw in lots of stage performance tips, too. For instance, prop handling. I'll give you a prop handling tip right now. If you're on stage and you're handling a prop, as long as it's not a prop that explodes or catches on fire, all right, I've used those kinds of props, too. But here's your tip. Keep the prop close to your face. In other words, pretend like there's a TV screen right around your head. You want to keep the prop and your face inside that area of the TV screen. And here's why. A lot of times in bigger crowds, or if they're going to videotape you, if you were holding the prop, the camera has to pull back to be able to get you and the prop in the picture. This reduces the impact of the video, or if you happen to be IMAG'd, which is where you're projected onto a giant screen around the hall, and I've had that in the bigger events, the camera again has to pull back, which reduces the impact. So if you hold the prop right near your face, you can get your facial expressions, crack jokes, whatever you want, and the camera can zoom in really tight, which makes massive impact from the scene because it's close up and it's filling up the whole screen. So there's just one prop handling tip that has meant, it's hard to put exact money on these things, but, you know, when people see me on video and I'm doing that and the camera's in close, hey, they want me because it's funny. They can hear the crowd laughing, rolling in the aisles. They see my facial expressions and see the prop all in one tight scene. So that's a prop handling tip. And that's one of the hundreds and hundreds of tips that are in the Wake 'Em Up speaking system. But throughout the weekend, I'll be throwing in performance tips that I've used to this day to really, you know, people, I mean, you know, I wouldn't call myself arrogant. I'd call myself very assertive, but I literally have people scratching out tens, and you can ask Mark Victor Hansen, the chicken soup guy, for this. When I speak at his mega events, plenty of times he's had people in the evaluation scratching out 10 and putting in 12s and 13s, or, you know, way more than the highest, because of the way I can really rock a crowd. And in a lot of times I get a longer time frame than the other speakers, because my reputation is he could go all day and you'll never be bored. All right. So the longer you have with the crowd, the more they can build a rapport with you, and you can sell more stuff, and they'll like you, and they'll spread your name around and all the good things and higher evaluations and all of that. So I'm going to teach you about that. And another great thing that I'm going to teach is about seating techniques. And I learned this. I always give credit where I learn stuff, and this came from Dr. Paul Roddy, who's a seating expert. And before I learned this, I had done 1,500 presentations. When you've done 1,500 presentations, you know your material, and you know the response to expect from your material. I mean, it's like clockwork. Even though I ad-lib and I yuck it up a lot, some things I know exactly what's going to happen. Well, I was surprised when I changed to better seating methods for the crowd. Some of the response that I would get from humor I had been using for years, I'd get three times the amount of laughter. And it's a principle of people being able to see each other's faces in the crowd, because humor and involvement are socially facilitated things. So if you see somebody else laughing or chuckling or shaking their head up and down, you're more likely to do so. So when I changed the seating methods, and you can't always get away with this, but whenever you have a chance to suggest or change seating, I'm going to show you how to do it to massively increase the response. And it doesn't take long. A lot of times I can do it myself in small rooms. And in bigger rooms, if I'm in charge, I tell them to set it up that way in the first place. And I supervise it so I can make sure everybody is seated the way I want them to be seated, which means that I got a better chance of doing three times as good because of just the seating. So we'll discuss that when you're there. All right. So before we get into the last segment on success, I want to remind you that this is going to be a great event. This is October 17th to 19th. For those of you that weren't there, we've got plenty of bonuses for you. We got a heck of a lineup of other great speakers that are going to be there. We got VIP upgrades. Make sure you read the entire sales letter at greatinternetmarketing.com/fusion. The first person that signs up tonight is going to get a donated $195 VIP upgrade. So the first one that comes into the computer is going to get that one, and we'll contact you about that. You can bring a friend with this, so you can split the price with something, which you're never going to find a better deal for that. It's a two-for-one happy hour kind of discount. We have a payment plan for you. Anybody that signs up tonight is going to get a $3,000 bonus in that they're going to get 3 one-hour consultations or 6 30 minutes with me to talk about either speaking or internet marketing or success, whatever suits you. So make sure you sign up right away. And I pledge to you that, again, it won't there'll be stuff for sale there, but you just on the face value of myself and all the speakers, it's going to be the best seminar you ever attended ever. So go over there to greatinternetmarketing.com/fusion and sign up right away. Also, get your hotels booked at the bottom of the page. We've negotiated a good deal, but there's only so many rooms in our room block, and we've already used, I think, 10% of them with just the speakers. So jump on it and get your room squared away so you can get the cheap price. Okay, the next thing, let's jump into the success principles. And we'll wrap it up here. You know, you can do all these fancy internet techniques, right, and you can be a dynamic speaker, but if I don't practice the principles of success, or if you don't, your apparent success is kind of like what they call the house of cards. You know, a little puff of air and everything comes crashing down. Well, I don't want that for you. Now, I'm finally to the point after 8 years that I'm able to do these success principles. They're based on my dad's teachings and the eulogy I wrote for him 8 years ago. And you're going to see real-world examples of how I apply them. And, you know, I just got hold on. Oh, I just got an email from James Malinchak. he's on the call. I didn't expect him to be on here. I can't really get him on so you can hear him, but he's going to be on August 7th, and he's going to rock your world. Like I said, he's been on more of my teleseminars than anybody ever, because if there's one guy that lays it on you with the real stuff that you can immediately use, it's James Malinchak. He's from the same part of the world I'm from. We didn't really know each other as kids, but one of my best friends in the world, even though we don't see each other that much, but you can count on him. So I'm glad he's listening in tonight. Okay, so anyway, back to the success principles is these were called back when my dad died in the year 2000. It just somehow poured out of me 10 things that I had learned from him over the years, and I call these the leadership and success tips from a man who came to America in a dung-filled cattle boat. I mean, this is a guy that went to the second grade, and one of them, if you ever remember that song, A Boy Named Sue. Well, my dad was much older when I came along. I was the baby of the family, and he actually put pillows in front of me when I was a baby and put my toys on the other side to teach me how to overcome obstacles as I was a child, couldn't even walk yet. Now, this is a pretty smart man that only went to the second grade. And to this day, I'm unstoppable. I mean, I won't cheat or steal or step on people to get where I'm going. But if you tell me I can't do something, What that means is you can't do it, and you better get out of the way as I go blowing past you, all right, and doing it. So these are just some of the principles that that he gave me that I'm going to sprinkle in throughout the weekend and give you real examples of how they have meant enormous financial success to me and a lot of other types of success too. And I do pledge that they're timeless. And I don't care if you're a crusty old veteran or a generation, what I call DS, like generation dumb shit, right? And I'm sorry to have to say that on this G-rated seminar, but I get them in here applying for jobs, you know. So I see a lot of, you know, people that just weren't taught right. And these principles will apply for you, and better yet, if you bring a teen with you or if you pass them on to your nephews, nieces, or kids, they will help them. There is no question about it. I will teach them to be great citizens, to do great things with these simple principles that you'll learn. So, let's see. One more thing before we leave. I'll give you one more principle from my dad. Give before you get. This is the principle, and this is one of the real world examples and many more that you'll get when you attend the event. When I was in college, I rented from a guy named Frank Biafora. I got James on the brain right now because he's listening in. Frank Biafora. I don't know if he's still alive right now, but he's a great guy. And he was my landlord. And whenever he'd come over to work on the house that I rented, I would say, "Hey, Frank, let me help you there, but will you tell me what you're doing, and you know why are these gutters hooked this way?" And just, you know, I wanted to learn because my dad told me, "Give before you get, and learn everything you can learn because it'll help you someday." And so, the end of the year came along, and Frank came to me and he said, "Tom, I have been renting apartments in Morgantown, West Virginia, for 25 years." Not once, ever, in the 25 years I've been doing this, has any student ever offered to help me, let alone tried to learn anything. He said, "I want to retire and move to Florida, and I own a hotel in Fairmont, West Virginia, which is about 20 miles away. He said, if you want it, I will make sure you get the financing, and you can take over that hotel." I mean, I almost fell over right there. And darn if he didn't do it, and there was a lot of perseverance because he said, "You have to go dig up the first mortgage," because he wanted to really put me through the ringer to teach me. You know, I went to over 50 different banks and financing institutions. Back in those days, it was actually easy to get a loan, too, and they all kept shushing me away like I'm some little nobody kid. And darn if I didn't eventually land the first mortgage for it was only $50,000 in those days, and Frank held the rest of the financing, so I put nothing down. This was long before Robert Allen was ever heard of. And I bought a hotel in Fairmont, West Virginia, and ended up with 5 apartment buildings and a hotel before I graduated because I gave before I got. So that's the kind of power that an old man from Syria can teach you. And I'll be sprinkling those throughout the weekend. So go ahead and sign up. Right now, we're going to wrap it up for today. Mark your calendar for August 7th so you can hear the fantastic James Malinchak. And Mike Stewart will be on that day. And remember, the first person that signs up tonight will get the $195 VIP upgrade included in their deal. All right, that's it, folks. If you want to listen to this call again, I'll be turning it into an MP3 file where you can listen online and also download it to your MP3 player. You'll get an email with the link probably late tonight, but at the latest tomorrow morning. So, hope to see you at Fusion in Los Angeles. Tom Antion checking out. We'll see you, James. James will be here next the next call, and I hope you will be too. Spread the word for us. It's going to be a great event. See you later.